from a time when we could travel freely and take that last plane out of Sydney. It's Lou and Matt. It's the Borders 105.7 Triple M. Different world now, of course. It's 7:08. And this pandemic has exposed the state system's flaws. Should we get rid of them? Those annoying arbitrary lines on the map that are causing so many issues for so many people. Senior law lecturer Dr. Bede Harris from CSU certainly thinks so. And he joins us. Morning, Beads.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
I guess the first thing we need to ask is why do you think that the state should go?
Well, there are a number of reasons. First of all, they cause enormous expense to the economy, both in terms of the cost of running state governments and the cost and inconvenience to business and individuals. The best current estimate is $58 billion a year, which is a huge amount of money. And then, as you said in your introduction, their existence is completely artificial. The only reason we have states is because the colonial governments had to be satisfied, as it were, and their positions preserved when negotiations for the Federation were being undertaken. We could quite easily have had a single Australian nation without states. Mm. So it was really for political reasons that the old colonial boundaries were preserved, but there's no practical reason why we couldn't have a single national parliament.
Yes, and Dr. Harris, what would that Australia look like? How would it work in general terms without states?
Okay, well, I've in this book that's being launched today that I've written, launched by John Hewson, I've argued that I put a draft constitution in the back of the book, and my vision is that there'd be a single national parliament with the ability to legislate on all matters. There'd be a single legal system. So if you're a business person operating across three states, you wouldn't have to comply with three OH&S rules, three employment codes, three environmental codes. There'd just be one national law. Yep. But that the national parliament would delegate power to local governments and perhaps to regional governments to deal with matters like, you know, refuse collection and water and things like that. Mm. But there'd still be one single legal system and one set of laws.
Yep.
I can just see businesses rejoicing if something like that happened because, you know, it's a scenario that we might not often think of, that so many businesses operate across different states and have to comply. And just the cost involved with the compliance for those things is extraordinary.
Yes, it's really substantial. And, you know, no one has produced a convincing argument in favor of federation. It doesn't confer any benefit in exchange for all this expense.
Yep. Now, we're almost out of time, but what are the chances that something so radical would ever happen?
Well, I think it really rests on popular agitation. I think, unfortunately, the COVID epidemic has given impetus to that, and I'd urge people to press for constitutional change, and perhaps it's something that the Australian Law Reform Commission could put on its agenda because it's a very important issue and we found just how inconvenient it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the book, Constitutional Reform as a Remedy for Political Disenchantment in Australia, the discussion we need. Where can people find the book, Ben?
They can find it by going onto the website of the publisher, which is Springer.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Get rid of them.
Absolutely, get rid of them. Dr. Bede Harris, thank you.
Pleasure, thank you.
I want to call Daniel Andrews Bede and tell him personally. He's out of a job. Thank you so much. It's Lou and Matt, it's Triple M.